It was heart-wrenching and grueling, and we went through hours and hours and meetings to get to this point.
Judy Nolan Powell is president of Niagara Catholic's Board of Trustees. She tells WBFO News it was a very sudden decision, but cash flow, declining enrollment, and the loss of subsidized funding from the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo forced the decision. Powell says they learned in May the diocese would eliminate its subsidy to the school, which is about 20% of their revenue base.
We have been a challenge, as a lot of Catholic schools are. Not only was it our subsidy, which was about $150,000, but then we also got additional aid for our middle school because we're unique in that we had the 7th and 8th grade with us. And that varies depending on the enrollment. And then in addition to that, they covered the cost of several of our insurance policies, and they got it a little less expensively because they have group rates. Had we been in a position to have to pick those policies up, that would have been another $100,000.
Upcoming fall enrollment numbers were low. There are currently just 121 students at the school in 7th through 12th grade. But now families are scrambling to find new schools.
Our Catholic Academy of Niagara Falls, which is right now a pre-K through 6th school, is going to retake the 7th and 8th graders. Seamless transition. In addition to that, the other Catholic schools in the area, including O'Hara and the three Catholic schools in our vicinity, St. Stephen's on Grand Island, St. Peter's in Lewiston, and Stella Niagara, are all going to take our students for fall.
The diocese also eliminated subsidies for five other private Catholic high schools, all former diocesan schools. Diocese spokesman George Ricker tells WBFO News, with declining school enrollment and a drop in parish collections over the years, they can no longer assist those schools. He noted the priest sex abuse settlements is only one part of this issue. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.